It's an honor and a pleasure to welcome to the program the fine president of the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and everywhere else, Dr. Mark Schlissel. Good morning, doctor. We got to press the right buttons in there, guys. Doctor, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you now, Paul. I got scared for a minute. I thought I was lost forever.
Yeah, I was afraid you were lost forever, too. This is the first time you and I have been able to appear together, both in the evening and the next morning.
Back to back.
Because last night on PBS, the University of Michigan turns 200, the beautiful Detroit Public Television celebration of the UM, University of Michigan Bicentennial, I hope they rerun that, Michigan 200. I'm not sure, but you were a very big part of it. I was happy to host it, and it was a wonderful kiss to our great university. And you're coming into the Economic Club of Detroit to talk about a third century of public impact for the University of Michigan.
Yeah, I really look forward to it. You know, as a member of the Detroit Economic Club, I've had the opportunity to speak on a number of occasions. And this comes at a great time, because the university spent the last year or so looking at its history and what we're doing now to serve the public, and what we think our highest value to the public will be in the century ahead. So I'll get the opportunity to talk about that to some thought and business leaders from the city and the region. So I really look forward to it.
The presiding officer, Ralph Gerson, treasurer director of the William Davidson Foundation. This will be happening at the Weston Book Cadillac December 11th. You can go to econclub.org to get more information and tickets to see Dr. Mark Schlissel there at the Econ Club. And that'll be well worth it. He's got lots to talk about.
I don't think anybody will be scalping those tickets, though, if they do football tickets.
Probably not. But, of course, we no longer scalp our tickets. We use StubHub. StubHub. And, by the way, Fred Nehart is telling me from Public Broadcasting, they're going to rebroadcast. It says here, he just texted me, we will look for a rebroadcast time and let you know. And so he felt we did a great job.
That's great. We'll put these up on one of our websites as well, Paul. We'll send you the link so that folks can take a look at their convenience.
It was a wonderful history of the University of Michigan's first 200 years.
Yep.
Now, meanwhile, speaking of honors and accolades, let me, Cub reporters, Bob and Marianne Burry from the Detroit Historical Society, remind me that you will be honored, Dr. Schlissel, along with Dr. Vitti from our public schools, the Detroit Historical Society's inaugural Moving Forward Award at the 2017 Holiday Ball that's this Saturday night, recognizing U of M's support of Detroit kids and helping them get into U of M with the Go Blue Guarantee. Congratulations to you on that. I understand your schedule means that we at least hopes that you're going to be there this Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, and there's a chance I might even wear a tuxedo.
Oh, my goodness. That'd be like the governor wearing a tuxedo or even a tie.
See, that's why we get along so well. We're not dress-up kind of guys.
The the information is available at DetroitHistorical.org, DetroitHistorical.org. I congratulate you, Dr. Schlissel, for another honor, and Dr. Vitti as well. And by the way, since I haven't had a chance to talk with you, I want to congratulate you on the handling of the whole Richard Spencer brouhaha of him wanting to come on the campus at University of Michigan to try to get everybody riled up, and there have been problems everywhere he's gone, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the easy way out for you would have been to say no and to just handle the lawsuit, but the reality is a university is a place where you share ideas, those you agree with and those you don't. And I salute you for keeping that thinking still alive, which we actually thought after watching on the West Coast that thinking was gone and it should never go away from a university.
Well, you know, it's alive here in Michigan, obviously. And the most important thing and my most important responsibility is to keep our community safe, you know, our students, our faculty, our staff, but also the wonderful town of Ann Arbor. So the law does allow us to consider the time and the place and the manner of a speaker so as to assure as best we can public safety. So if we could find a way to allow this fellow to rent a room, that we think is safe for the public will do so. Otherwise, we won't. But, you know, it's really against the law to absolutely say no based on the content of speech.
Absolutely right. We appreciate you upholding free speech at the university level. Anything else we need to know about, Doctor?
Well, I'll tease you about my upcoming speech because I really want to talk at the Economic Club about the three areas where I think the university provides value to the citizens of Detroit and the state more widely. You know, the first is obvious. It's our educational mission, and I think we provide the best education at the scale of a great public university that you can get anywhere in the country, if not the world. And talk to our alumni, and we'll ask you. So, you know, the educational opportunities are fantastic, and we provide the labor force, an educated labor force that'll help drive our state. We do research, and we're about to announce our research numbers for the past year. We're almost at $1.5 billion of research, number two in the United States to my one of my alma maters, Johns Hopkins. And then, you know, finally, you have to remember we're a cultural hub. We have an outstanding health system that serves the wider community. We've got this wonderful athletics program that provides, you know, hours and hours of joy and entertainment for not just our alumni, but folks all around. So we're proud of what we contribute, and we're always looking for ways to do more.
Very good. And again, thanks to Fred Nahat of Public Broadcasting. He hosted the fundraising part of what they were doing last night, and he's going to let us know when the Michigan 300 is going to replay. And if you find out first, you're going to put it online as well. And it is a program that does a fine job of explaining the first 200 years, and you're about to do a fine job December 11th at the Weston Book Cadillac for the Economic Club of Detroit, a third century of public impact from the University of Michigan, and we're looking forward to that, Dr. Mark Schlissel. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Paul, and thanks for your help, not just with this, but with the public TV show as well.
Go Blue.
Go Blue. Take care.
You take care as well. University of Michigan President, Dr. Mark Schlissel.